Parshas Re'eh. Aser ti'aser es kol tuas zarecha hayetzei hasadeh shana shana.
Okay, let me make these chesbonos over here. Let's see. I made $400 for that client. I gave $400 of the Beis HaMedrash to that man who was collecting to marry off his daughter.
Tati?
Yes?
May I ask what you're doing?
I'm making my chesbonos over here. Let's see, I made $600 from that customer. And I gave $60 by the appeal in Shul on Shabbos.
Tati, is this for your taxes?
Taxes? No, taxes were due on April 15th. This is Meiser money. 10% of what I make, I give to Meiser.
Who's Meiser?
I don't mean I give to Meiser. Meiser means 10%. We give it to Tzedakah. Here, you can look at the list.
But, Tan, you gave so much money to Meiser.
Well, Baruch Hashem.
But I don't understand something, Tan. Last week we went together and you said you may want to buy a new car. We went to Rabbi Yudel, the car dealer, and when you saw the new cars, you said you can't afford it. You'll stay with your own car.
So what's the problem?
But you gave away all this money. If you would have taken all this money you gave away for tzedakah, surely you would be able to have a brand new car.
You think for one minute that if I wouldn't give Meiser, I would have more money? Let me tell you something. It's exactly the other way around. Come, let's go for a ride in my brand new old car. I have to go see someone, and I'll tell you a story on the way.
Is Mr. Alexei going to be in the story?
Well, maybe we can put him in if he fits in. Just listen carefully.
Ah, yes, another successful year. 1,000 kor of tefuah.
Kor? Is that like a...
No, kor is a measurement.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's right, it's a lot. And the man was always very careful to give Meiser. 1,000 kor of tefuah, what's 10% of that?
100?
That's right. Well, this man lived a long and beautiful life. Before he passed away, he called in his son.
I've lived a long life. My heart is full of shevach v'idah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. My dear son, you'll be taking over the field. I beg of you, please be careful with all the mitzvahs of Truma and Maisris and Maisris Sheini, the way I was during my lifetime, for I truly believe this was my source of bracha.
Father, was he as careful?
Well, to tell you the truth.
All right. Let's go, Traskel and Chaskel, my two workers. Gather up all the tefuah, put it on the wagons. Now let's go, we gotta sell it. Tell me, how much did it add up to?
Yeah, it adds up exactly to 1,000. Exactly the amount your father used to have. Amazing, isn't it?
I don't have time to plopple, let's go. Put the stuff onto the wagon and let's get moving.
Oh, aren't you, forgetting something?
Oh, yeah, I gotta pay you people. All right, here's 2 pennies for you and 2 pennies for you. Let's go.
I meant something else. Don't you remember what your father told you before he passed away?
Yeah, he said I'm getting the field.
I think he told you something about Maisa. 10%. Besides for Truma and other...
All right. I forgot, okay? All right, 1,000. So how much is 10% of 1,000? How much do I got to give away? Huh? Chaskel, what do you say?
Well, let me make this calculation here. 10% of 1,000, I think, is Traskel, how much is it?
I think 100.
I knew that. I just wanted to test you.
Wait a second. You want me to give away 100 bushels to the Levy?
Yeah, that's what the Titus says.
Wait a second. That means I'm only going to be left with... 900.
Well, let me calculate. If you 1,000 and you give away 100, move the decimal point across here. Minus plus 4. That's right. That's exactly right. You're right. You'll only be left with 900.
That's not fair. Why should I give 10% of 1,000 if I'm only left with 900? I'm only giving 10% of 900 because that's what I'm left with.
It, But it doesn't work that way.
Well, it's gonna work that way in my field. Bad enough I have to give away this. Now, how much is 10% of 900?
10% of 900 is, there's some quick calculations over here, oh, there's my son, Chaim. Chaim. Well, let me ask you, how much is, 10% of 900?
90.
I wanted to see if you know. I knew that.
Well, anyway, by the time the next year came around... Well, how much did my field make this year? How much did it produce?
This year it produced 900 bushels. 100 bushels less than last year.
I think this is a shtickle punishment.
Don't tell me what's a punishment and what's not. Only 900?
Well, that's how much there is. But don't forget to give my sir.
Wait a second. That means I have to give away 90? 900, I have to give away 90? How much am I left with then?
Oh, let me see. 900, you have to give away 90. Let me make some quick calculations. The B-11 bus goes down 50th Street, and the Coney Island Avenue bus goes this way, and there's a spaceship going to the moon.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. 900 to take away 90 is... Oh, there's my son, Chaim. Chaim, 900 minus 90. How much is that?
810, Tati.
I knew that smooth enough, you know it. 810.
In that case, I'm just giving my sir from 810. How much is 10% of 810?
10% of 810, let me take off my shoes and socks over here, make some quick calculations. I think that there is 108 floors on the Empire State Building. Chaim, how much is it?
81, Tati.
81.
Well, this is how it went on every single year. Every single year he gave less and less because he would only give 10% of what he was left with, which is not the way you're supposed to give maestros. And he didn't get the message that each year he got less and less. The less maestro he gave, the less he earned. Finally, one year, when they came to count up how much he had, Chaskel and Traskel came dressed like they were going to a party.
What's this? What's this? Some kind of a joke?
Yeah, look what we have. Yeah, see this whistle?
Duh, this is a lot of fun. He put on this party hat. Anyway, we're gonna have a big suda today.
How much did my field produce this year? How many bushels? Stop with that party. What's all this party? Why is everyone coming over here? What's the party for?
Well, before we tell you how much it produced, we want to congratulate you.
Yeah, we want to give you Mazel Tov.
What Mazel Tov?
Yep, this year, your field produced 100 bushels.
What's the Mazel Tov? It started with 1,000!
That's right. 10% of 1,000 was supposed to go to the Levy. This year, Hashem made you the Levy. You're getting the 100. Get it?
Oh, no! Do you know how I feel now?
Well, how does it feel to be a Levy? Must feel very, very good, no?
That story is true?
Well, we added maybe some salt and pepper, but the basic story is in the Medrash.
You mean the less you give, the less you have.
That's right. Aser b'shvil shetis aser. It's like when you cut the grass, your grass grows back stronger. When a person trims his hair grows back stronger. Chazal tell us that the more you give, the more you trim from what you have and you give it to tzedakah, then the more Hashem gives you.
Well, Tathan, can you be really careful with your meister money? I mean, we have this car. I don't want to have to wind up riding with you on a bicycle. Ta, you're always with Simcha. You're always so happy.
Oh.
Does that come from Maestro money also?
By all means. When you give tzedakah, you're supposed to give it with a Simcha. That's part of the mitzvah. Aser b'shvil shetis asher. Ezel asher, what does the Mishnah say in Pirkei Avos? Who's the rich one?
Hasomech b'chelkoi. One who's happy with what he has.
Well, the Baranayim says, when you give Meiser, you're zeichet to happiness. That's Asa b'shvil shetes Asa. You're zeichet to the Ezeo Ashir Asameach b'chelkai. And sometimes I feel like I'm the happiest person in the world.
Huh? Can you give a lot of Meiser tomorrow?
Why?
I want you to be extra happy tomorrow.
Why?
Tomorrow, bring home my report card.
Oh. I'll try.